I'm Phil Vavra with another session from the John Clark Performance Studio. This weekend brings a very exciting event to WDAV's hometown of Davidson, North Carolina, the first ever Davidson Bach Festival, presented by the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra, the Davidson College Music Department, and Organ at Davidson. It runs March 28th through the 30th with performances at Davidson College Presbyterian Church and the Congregation House. Leading off the festival lineup is the Davidson premiere of Johann Sebastian Bach's complete Goldberg Variations on Friday, March 28th at 7:30 p.m. One of the performers, who also calls Davidson her hometown, organist Clara Bartz. Clara grew up here and is a graduate of both the Yale Institute of Sacred Music and Curtis Institute of Music. She received the Baker Prize in Organ Performance in 2020, as well as the Julia Sherman Award for Excellence in Organ Playing in 2021, among other awards and scholarships. Also served as an instructor of organ at Rider University's Westminster Choir College in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome home.
Thank you so much.
Do you still have family here?
Yeah, I do have some family here.
And from what I understand, you are now a resident of North Carolina once again in Raleigh?
Yes, once again. So we just moved to the Raleigh area, actually. I have a toddler and another baby on the way, and so we figured it would be good to be close to family.
Well, let's talk about the music. The Goldberg Variations. First published in 1741 named after another virtuoso organist, Johann Gottlieb Goldberg.
That's right.
Also a harpsichordist and composer who may have been the first to perform the work.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. It was written for keyboard, but at the Davidson Bach Festival this weekend, different variations will be performed by piano, harpsichord, and string trio. So you'll be stepping away from the organ for this one.
Yes.
Are you playing piano, harpsichord, both?
Right. So I'll be playing piano. They had this super clever way of dividing up the piece. The harpsichordist is going to be playing about 10 of the variations. I'll be covering 10, and then the string trio will also be covering 10. It's really great because it allows each instrument or group of instruments to sort of play to their strengths. So, for example, all of the canons, so every third variation is a canon, will be played by the string trio. Now, these pieces have many different lines of music sounding at once, and, of course, having those lines played by different performers, I believe, will help them to speak to the audience more clearly.
This is a big undertaking, the complete Goldberg Variations, 30 variations and an aria.
Yes, so the aria at the beginning and the end, and the 30 variations. It's quite a project.
Okay, well, people don't want to hear me talk. They want to hear you play.
All right. So. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about the variation that I'm going to play. So as I was saying, 10 of the variations are canons. 10 of them are what you could call character pieces. So pieces that are just in a particular style, like a jig or something that resembles a vocal piece. Just something with a connection to another genre. And then the remaining 10 of the 30 are various types of dance forms. So if you know anything about music from the 16 and 1700s, the one thing to be aware of is that they were obsessed with the dance and the dance forms. And so Bach has these 10 different dance forms that he works very cleverly into his variations. So I'm going to play first for you variation 13, which is a sarabande. That would have been a slow, expressive, romantic type of dance.
Thank you.
The Sarabande from Bach's Goldberg Variations. Clara Bartz performing at the piano from the John Clark Performance Studio. Sounds like you're ready for Friday night.
I hope so.
I'm curious about the other people you're playing with. I assume you're all coming from other places.
Yes.
And how many opportunities do you have to play together before you actually perform for the public?
That's an interesting question. So we are all coming from different places. I believe Frances is from Virginia. Barbara Crumdeek and her trio are from all over. I'm just newly moved to this area. But it's not such a necessity for us to all play together prior to Friday because we don't really have any pieces that we play as an ensemble. But really, the amount of music that we have to rehearse together is very small. So we'll be together, a bit during the day on Friday, and I think that'll allow more than enough time to rehearse.
And you have a personal connection to one of the organizers of the Davidson Bach Festival.
Yes, Jane Kane and I go way, way back. I was her organ student when I was in high school, and I've known her since at least 2009 or 2010. I took organ lessons with her, and then we stayed in touch after I went to college. And pretty much whenever I was back here visiting family or whatever, I would find myself over at DCPC practicing the organ.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So many reunions for you this weekend.
That's right. So many reunions. I love it.
Okay. Well, would you like to play another piece for us?
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to play a set of two shorter variations now. So as I said, there are the character pieces and there are the dances. So I'll play a short sort of fugue-like variation. This is variation 2. And it uses this counterpoint, the multiple lines doing different things, but in a way that coordinates with one another. So I'll play variation 2, the little fugue-like variation, and then I'll do variation 16. Variation 16 is a French overture in the style of the type of piece that would have kicked off a suite of dances, which I think is really clever because it basically kicks off the second half of the variations. It's almost like the beginning of Act 2, if you will. So it was really cool that Bach put it where he did in the set. I just absolutely love it. Here's Variation 2 and Variation 16, the French Overture.
Thank you.
From Johann Sebastian Bach's Goldberg Variations, two very different variations there. That was number 16, the French Overture. Before that, we heard number 2, the Fugue, all of it performed by Clara Bartz, who's back in her hometown for this weekend's Davidson Bach Festival, and she'll be performing Friday night at Davidson College Presbyterian Church. Now, the festival also includes performances of Bach's Coffee Cantata and his chamber music. Those are both on Saturday, March 29th. Tickets for Friday and Saturday's performances are $20 for adults, $15 for students, and they're available through the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra's website, ncbaroqueorchestra.org. There will also be an organ recital on Sunday at the church, and admission for that is free. And thank you so much for playing. I think we have a little bit more time. I know I want to hear some more. And do we have time for the Black Pearl?
Yes, we do. Yeah, so the famous harpsichordist Wanda Landowska, she was one of the pioneers in the early music movement back in the 1960s and 70s, called Variation 25 the Black Pearl because it's so melancholy, so dramatic, and just so, just it has this rare and beautiful quality to it. It's similar to the Sarabande I played earlier, but just sort of on another level entirely.
Black Pearl, the 25th of Johann Sebastian Bach's Goldberg Variations, and the Davidson premiere of the complete Goldberg Variations will be this Friday night. Clara Bartz will be performing as part of the Davidson Bach Festival. 7:30 p.m. at Davidson College Presbyterian Church. The complete schedule for the festival and tickets as well are available at ncbaroqueorchestra.org. Clara, thank you so much for being here. It was an absolute pleasure to hear you play, and we're looking forward to more this weekend.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This has been from the John Clark Performance Studio. If you missed any of this episode or would simply like to hear it again, go to wdav.org/subscribe. You'll find past episodes there as well. I'm Phil Vavra for WDAV.